Across Asia, the COVID-19 pandemic is creating a hidden catastrophe. A mountain of dangerous medical waste is flooding from hospitals and clinics. It should be incinerated, but increasingly it's being dumped illegally in rivers, city landfills, even by the roadside. As healthcare staff fight to curb surging coronavirus deaths and infection rates, urban waste collectors are on the front line, disposing of COVID-19 tests, blood-filled syringes, and other used medical equipment. Investigates the medical waste disaster engulfing some of Asia's biggest cities. The Delta variant of COVID-19 has brought Indonesia to its knees. More than 140,000 people have died across Southeast Asia's most populous country. The human toll can be seen at this graveyard on the outskirts of the capital, Jakarta. Reporter Adi Rinaldi says even for disaster-prone Indonesia, these are devastating times.
We just like be here for less than an hour, and I already saw like almost 10 ambulances coming in, and they're just waiting for their turn to drop off the bodies. Yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking. I mean, they are all someone's father, someone's mother. They are all the loved ones of their families. And I just don't have any words to describe this.
With more than 4 million COVID-19 cases recorded throughout the archipelago, ARDI is investigating the long-term impacts of the health system buckling under the strain. Today, he's visiting Jakarta's University of Indonesia Hospital, where 80% of patients had COVID-19. Staff here say an overwhelming amount of medical waste is being generated in the battle to treat the virus.
Kalau dibandingkan dengan awal pandemi, peningkatannya bisa 3-4 kali lipat, Mas.
Siti Kurnia Astuti is managing sanitation at the hospital.
Sedangkan kalau untuk pasien COVID maupun pasien infeksius lainnya, semua sampah yang dihasilkan termasuk sebagai sampah infeksius. Misalnya ada sisa makanan dari pasien infeksius, maka itu juga termasuk sebagai sampah medis.
Behind the hospital, she shows Adi where such hazardous waste is picked up 3 times a week. By law, medical waste should be burnt or sterilised. But the incinerator broke down a couple of months ago.
Biasanya nih, Mbak, sehari berapa kilogram atau berapa ratus kilogram gitu.
Dan untuk sebulannya, kira-kira sekitar 10 ton.
Only 4% out of the 3,000 hospitals in Indonesia have the ability to burn medical waste. The rest must pay private companies to take it away. And outsourcing the dirty work is expensive.
Jadi untuk terkait pembiayaan itu, jika kami bayarkan ke pihak ketiga, itu biayanya sekitar 10.000 per kilogram.
Once the waste is collected, it enters a system where regulations are rarely enforced, leaving it wide open to abuse. Occasionally, hospital staff follow the company's trucks to ensure that medical waste isn't being dumped. But some rogue medical waste companies are operating outside the law. Today, Ardi is visiting one of Jakarta's landfills.
Bapak bisa nganterin saya, Pak, untuk melihat misalkan ada sampah medis di mana gitu mungkin.
Ya, kita coba ya, karena sampahnya masih campur, jadi kita masih aja lah menemukan kayak
gitu. Oke,
ya.
Siap. Ya. Yuk, mari, Pak.
Bagong Suyoto heads an NGO which investigates the management of landfills on the outskirts of Jakarta, where more than 6,000 tonnes of rubbish ends up every day. In 22 years, he's seen all kinds of hospital waste dumped here, and he says the pandemic has made it even worse.
Ternyata kita masih menemukan ini ya, botol infus ya, sama selangnya.
Dan di situ juga masih banyak ya, Pak? Ah.
Kayaknya baru ini ya, baru dibuang.
Karena ada kita menemukan, kalau masker jumlahnya udah luar biasa banyak. Ada masker, ada sarung tangan, pokoknya APD ya gitu. Terus kemudian ada botol infus, selang infus. Nah tadi malah ada apa tadi itu, semacam anu untuk pencuci darah gitu. Terus untuk tes rapid test kayak gitu, hasil rapid test gitu. Pokoknya alat-alat tubuh lah yang bekas potongan operasi gitu.
Bagong says it's cheaper for hospitals and clinics to mix it in with regular waste and dump it, rather than dispose of it properly.
Ada yang mengatakan pemusnahan limbah medis dengan lewat jalur-jalur asosiasi atau PT itu mahal. Jadi dengan begitu dia lebih baik mencampur ya, mencampur limbah medisnya itu dengan limbah biasa, apa kontainernya itu ditaruh di depan-depan rumah sakit atau polikliniknya itu, jadi dimasukkan ke situ sudah lebih murah gitu.
Dumped medical waste also poses health risks to those who make a living as scavengers.
Orang sekitar TPA itu nggak percaya sama corona, tapi ternyata sekarang banyak yang terinfeksi sama corona gitu.
But foraging through the rubbish for items they can sell for recycling is how they survive. Nearby, we meet a trash picker who's been cleaning some intravenous drip lines.
Bang, dapat infus nggak, Bang? Oh, ini ada nih. Pengen lihat. Infus sekarang berapa ya, sekilo ya? Infus bening.
55. Berapa?
55.
It's dangerous work with slim profits.
Tapi pernah ada yang kena jarum itu, jarum anu itu apa infus?
Enggak, iya.
Oh, jarum suntik pernah? Bisa tetanus satu, pernah itu.
Those who come into contact with medical waste can suffer chemical or radiation burns and catch diseases. Health officials have warned COVID-19 can survive on some surfaces for up to 7 hours, making the waste potentially infectious. Bagong says the poorest sections of society are facing great risks, and he wants those at hospitals and clinics to be held responsible.
Ini pengawasan penegakan hukumnya baik tingkat pusat sama daerah itu masih apa ya namanya? Belum ketat lah gitu, belum konsisten gitu. Pemiliknya atau direktur utamanya yang dijebloskan ke penjara. Jangan yang kerja ngangkut, kerja bersih-bersih, jangan. Direkturnya yang harus bertanggung jawab. Mereka harus dikenain denda dan dimasukkan penjara yang maksimal gitu.
Since the pandemic began, 16,500 tons of medical waste has been generated in Asia every day. That's enough to fill 1,110 rubbish trucks. And this is a global problem. In 2020, the amount of medical waste produced worldwide increased by 40%.
Hi, Jerry.
Recording in progress.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
With help from the Judith Nielsen Institute, 101 East is working with reporters across Southeast Asia to investigate how medical waste is impacting the region.
So, Jerry, what's your plan to investigate the Cambodian medical waste problem?
Well, we're going to head down to the medical waste management unit's landfill site in Phnom Penh.
From his base in Jakarta, Artie is speaking with journalist Jerry Flynn in Cambodia, where the government has tried to suppress negative coverage of its pandemic response.
We've had a fair bit of problems getting access, especially to government officials, like the Ministry of Health just don't want to talk about medical waste. But we have got some really good leads, so hopefully we'll be able to get a better sense of the bigger picture.
In the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, the Red Cross is responsible for disposing of medical waste across the city. This morning, Jerry is following a collection team who pick up waste from 50 clinics and hospitals every day. Saw Sarun works as one of the medical waste collectors. Before the pandemic, they would collect 2 tons a day. Now, it's often 20 tons. COVID-19 waste is supposed to be stored for at least 3 days before it's incinerated. But the increase in volume means many clinics can't safely store it for that long. So there's a risk the virus could still be present on the waste Sarun picks up. With so much waste to dispose of, bags are sometimes overfilled at hospitals or clinics. The overweight bags split, spilling their contents into the truck. Sarun says his work now causes other Cambodians to avoid him. At the depot, the waste is burnt by workers like Nung Suk Heng. He says it's a challenging job, but he perseveres. But the old incinerator can't keep up with the pace of waste arriving and frequently breaks down. The work takes a toll. At the end of the workday, Sok Heng is forced to keep his distance from his family and friends. He tells Jerry his greatest fear is infecting them.
What about your family? How do they feel about you working in this dangerous environment, particularly during the pandemic? Has it affected your family life?
Sok Heng's wife, Pai Sao Pon, has to explain to their 3 children why they can't be close to their father.
ចង់ឲ្យគេដឹងថា ពួកគាត់លះបង់ដើម្បីប្រពន្ធកូនលះបង់ដើម្បីខ្មែរអញ្ចឹងសូមឲ្យអ្នកដែលមិនអត់ដើរឃើញអញ្ចឹងដើរឃើញគាត់អត់ដើរយល់ពីគាត់ខ្ញុំចង់ឲ្យគេគ្រប់គ្រងគាត់ឲ្យតម្លៃគាត់អញ្ចឹងណា
Back at the depot, Sokheng's boss, So Simarong, is inspecting the team's work. Sokheng reports in. Simarong says he's aware of the danger his team faces every day and knows they're understaffed and stretched to the limit.
ប៉ុន្តែឥឡូវនេះអាកន្លែងសំណល់កូវីដហ្នឹងវាកាន់តែច្រើនទៅច្រើនទៅហើយយើងរថយន្តក៏អត់គ្រប់គ្រាន់មធ្យោបាយទាំងអ្នកទៅយកសំណល់កូវីដក៏មានការលំបាកដែរត្រូវទៅម៉េចត្រូវមានខោអាវមួកស្បែកជើងម៉ាស់ស្អីសពមុខទាំងអស់ណាហើយសពថ្ងៃហ្នឹងការផ្គត់ផ្គង់របស់ខាងសំណល់កូវីដហ្នឹងគឺគេផ្គត់ផ្គង់ឲ្យយើងអត់គ្រប់ទេណាជួនមានគ្រប់ជួនអត់អញ្ចឹងយើងតកណាអត់មានខោអាវសម្លៀកបំពាក់ការពារអត់គ្រប់គ្រាន់យើងអត់ទៅយកបានទេហ្នឹងណា
Medical facilities pay the Red Cross to take away their waste at rates set by the Ministry of Health. But Simarong says the unit isn't given enough funds to buy sufficient resources to do their job safely and effectively.
ប៉ុន្តែខាងអង្គនេះបានសន្យាថាយើងនឹងសំណុំពររោគកថាសុភារៈបច្ចេកទេសដើម្បីការពារដើម្បីធានារ៉ាប់រងថាជំងឺមិនអាចឆ្លងអីបានយ៉ាងណាដូចជាប្រដាប់ដូចជាម៉ាស់ដូចជាអីប្រាប់ប្រាស់និយាយរួមមកចប់សម្រាប់ការពារកូវីដហ្នឹង
Do you feel that you've had enough support from the government and from the Cambodian Red Cross throughout the pandemic?
កាកបាទក៏ហមគាត់អត់មានអីជួយយើងទេព្រោះគាត់ជាអង្គការម៉ែឪពុកគាត់ជាអង្គការមិនមានលុយណាហ្នឹងហើយយើងនឹងជាអ្នកខំរកលុយទៅឲ្យគាត់ក៏ដឹងរឿងហ្នឹងប៉ុន្តែគាត់មិនមានស្អីរដ្ឋាភិបាលដូចជាមិនលវីលវល់នឹងខ្ញុំចោះមិនមែនថាខ្ញុំរិះគន់រដ្ឋាភិបាលទេគាត់អត់លវីលវល់ទេថ្ងៃហ្នឹងអត់លវល់មក
The Cambodian Red Cross is well connected to the government. The Prime Minister's wife is the head of the organization.But that hasn't loosened the purse strings. 101 East approached the Cambodian government and Red Cross for a comment, but received no responses. Asia is the world's biggest producer of much of the protective medical equipment, like masks, gloves and shields, that ends up as waste. But while some countries reap the economic benefits of being a medical manufacturer,Very little thought or money has been given to the amount of pollution being created here when medical supplies are disposed of.
Indonesia itu 270 juta penduduk begitu. Anggaplah setengahnya menggunakan masker jenis ini, itu kan ada sekitar 130 juta.Tuh, anggaplah misalkan mereka berganti tiap hari, itu sudah berapa gitu ya. Kami hitung-hitungan kasar saja, itu rasanya sudah di atas 100 ton per hari itu.
Back in Indonesia, Ari is meeting Dr. Akbar Hanif Dawam Abdullah, a scientist working on solutions to Asia's massive medical waste problems.
Ya, ini adalah fasilitas lab kita untuk pengolahan masker-masker, ya, untuk jadi biji plastik.
Dr. Dawam studied bioplastics for 5 years. Not long after the pandemic began in 2020, he noticed medical waste building up.
Dan masker-masker itu kan ya belum kita dengar solusi yang sudah terimplementasikan di dalam recycle-nya. Ya, artinya apa? Masker itu dipakai tiap hari kemudian hilang, berarti kan ujungnya ada di TPA gitu kan. Di TPA-TPA gitu kan seperti itu. Saya tiap hari jogging.Saya tiap hari pagi sore itu saya selalu melihat ya masker-masker ini berceceran di mana-mana begitu.
Knowing that a lot of medical waste contains plastics, Dr. Dhamam and his colleagues set about finding a way to safely treat and recycle it, a process they have now mastered.
Sterilisasi. Jadi ini masker-masker ini kita kumpulkan dari masyarakat, kemudian kita tahap pertama adalah kita memastikan virusnya itu udah inaktif, gitu ya.
Dr. Dhamam and his team first sterilized the masks with liquid alcohol, or by heating them. Then they melt them down.
Nah, hasilnya adalah jadi seperti ini. Jadi ini adalah pelet atau biji plastik. Ini merupakan bahan baku industri plastik.
Dr. Dhamam says the pellets can then be used in the manufacture of many plastic goods, including more protective equipment. He says he's presented this technology to the government.
Dalam pandangan saya, pada akhirnya nanti kita menunggu semacam regulasi yang mempersilahkan atau mendorong ya, bukan hanya mempersilahkan tapi mendorong silahkan ini ya, karena ini nampaknya apa namanya UKM-UKM daur ulang ini ya, mereka menunggu juga ya untuk melakukan ini, untuk kemudian mengolah limbah masker ini.
Back on the streets of Phnom Penh, Jerry gets a tip off that medical waste has been left dumped by the side of the road. He notices he is being watched, so the team filmed the evidence quickly before moving on.
So we found medical waste dumped out on the street in Daum Pen district in Phnom Penh. It's right next to a clinic who have said it is their waste, but they refused to give an interview.
Workers at the clinic told Jerry that they don't expect it to be collected by the Red Cross's team for another 3 days. The bag is open, exposing its content to the public, including an estimated 3,000 scrap collectors. Today, Nom Thol and her husband are gathering from the river. When they find plastic medical waste, it's often illegally mixed in with recyclable materials. Where does this medical waste end up? The scavengers sell their mixed plastics to buyers like Ung Kia Ta, who in turn sell it on. This unwitting export trade means Cambodia's medical waste problem is overflowing across Asia. For the medical waste that isn't picked up, there's a good chance it will end up here, in Cambodia's waterways, contaminating the local environment. Heng Kim Hong is from the NGO Cambodia Youth Network. His group spent months trying to clean up stretches of the capital's canal, and he says medical waste created during the pandemic is causing major environmental problems. Kim Hong says many Cambodians see no difference between medical and normal waste.
ហើយនឹងវាវាវាខ្ចប់ដែលឡៃគ្នាអំពីពពុះសម្រាប់ផ្ទះបាយកាកសំណល់ផ្លាស្ទិកនៅពេលដែលប្រជាពលរដ្ឋនៅជុំវិញតំបន់ហ្នឹងឬក៏តំបន់ផ្សេងទៀតជាពិសេសនៅតាមអសរដ្ឋានមួយចំនួនដែលគាត់មិនមានការវិខ្ចប់សម្រាប់វិជ្ជាសាស្ត្របានត្រឹមត្រូវ
As developing nations like Indonesia and Cambodia struggle to contain COVID-19, medical waste is a rapidly growing and largely overlooked problem. The most vulnerable groups of society are at the coalface of this crisis, and its environmental and social impacts could be felt for years to come.